Okay, so we are starting the sugya. After we finish the kidney and regia, the siyata deshmaya we're going to get through over the next 2 days, this maskana. I have a meaning maskana here. According to Rav Papa, Gemara says, Amar Papa v'itema Rav Shimi Baravi, Rav Shimi Barashi, Amri Lo Kedi, the Marshal says that Kedi is the name of a person. Others disagree, but another name of a person. Reisha b'mitzia and Seifas Mecha Chomemkai. The double language was Zerman Mitzia and Zerman Kuvashali. The Reish is coming to teach me Mitzia, the Seifa is Mecha Chomemkai. Utsricha. Now, tomorrow, we're going to deal with what exactly happens in the Maskana. Some of you started seeing the Rishonim, like the Rashba, like the Ritva, like Tosas HaRosh, and starting the Gileon, seeing what is the Maskana. Meaning, in the Havar Marina, we're going to say that the only time that there's actually the rabbis put a Shavua is when there's a concept of a Moreh Heter. The truth is that the Maskana also that the only time the rabbis impose the Shavua is when there's a Moreh Heter, or that was just a Havar Marina, and the Maskana is not going to be that way. That we're going to see a Machlokas Rishonim starting tomorrow. A reminder, tomorrow morning is a intensive schedule, which means that Rav Schechter is giving 11:45 shir. I'm giving an earlier shir, meaning that people better be there 9 o'clock. There's no 9 o'clock special shir tomorrow. We're going to be continuing with the Rishonim, plowing ahead. I'm not sure if Schechter gave up Mar Makomos yet, and therefore I'm not banking on it. Therefore, we're continuing ahead, and then Mirtz Hashem, I will be giving shir earlier. I'll talk to DV whether it's at 10:45 or something like that to be able to continue moving ahead. Okay, so the Gemara says that Rachel Mitzia Sefer Mekachumemka. And the Gemara says Utsrich. Di Tana Mitzia Hava Mina Mitzia who the Rami Rabban and Shavua Alev. Shum the Mori V'Omar. Because there's a Mori Heter to say that he's going to say, my friend, the other guy, is not losing any money. La Midi Chaserba. Therefore, let me go. But in case of Mecca Chumemkar, the Lekal Mimrachi, there is no Moreh Heter, which will explain how and why. Aim, I would have thought there's no Shvua, or I would say that there's no Yachloku with the Shvua, or let's say there's no Shvua, Kamashvua, and there is a Shvua, possible. Vitan Mecca Chumemkar, who did Rami Rabban Shvua, and Mishum the Mori Vamar Chavri, Dami Kodayev, and I gave the money. So Hashlet Tzricha. Lididi, he says, I really need it now. Let me go take it. Ashkelon, on the chaver, lezo the jerklezo, and let him go find another one. But mitzia, the lakomim rachi, emalo tzricha. Now it doesn't say kamash malon, not that way. It just says the word tzricha, which is that's where within the maskana we're going to see that tomorrow. Does something change or does something not change? Now within that, let's start as we started earlier on. Try to understand. What's going on here? Reisha Mitzia Sefer Mecha Chumim. So I asked him to see Rashi and Tosfos and the other Rishonim here, trying to understand Rashi. And Rashi seems to say, on one level something difficult, but on another level we're going to see it becomes even more sweet. And that's what we're going to have to figure out. If you look at Rashi, Mecha Chumim, go ahead, read it for me, Mr. Kupchik. Look at Rashi. Everyone look inside Rashi, please.
So the Mecha Chumemkar Kadisi Vyatoni, he bought it from one person. Gadavka Mecha Chumemkar, the Huda Amrina Yachluku Mishrua. You say, by Mecha Chumemkar, you say that you do Yachluku Mishrua. The Ika Lemimar Shneim Kanua Lishneim. The Shneim is Raza Amokar, Avalzel.
Amokar, come. Yeah. Good.
Avalzel, where I need.
Agartia.
But in that case, you're not Yaklo.
Well, one guy's a cheat, right? Good. So let's figure out what Rashi is saying here. The first part of Rashi is saying that when it says Zeomer and Imitzasiya and then the other one's Kulashli, there's a Chiddush here by Mecha Chumemkar. What's the Chiddush by Mecha Chumemkar? Davka, by the case, he says, part A of Rashi is that what? By Mecha Chumemkar, it's Davka by Mecha Chumemkar that there's a Chiddush. And what's the Chiddush? and it's yachloku with a shvur. Right? Why is it yachloku with a shvur? And I'm putting out those things. Yachloku bishvur. Right? And that's, the question is the chiddush that it's yachloku, or is the chiddush that it's bishvur? Okay? That's what we're going to have to figure out. But dafka, in this case, it's yachloku bishvur. Why? Because, what does he say? What does he say, Mr. Alex? Is there a Vada Ramai? No. Because we could say that there's no Vada Ramai, because we could say both bought it. But in the case of what? We have to do better with the markers tomorrow. But what? In the case of Ania Raktia, right? Versus Ania Raktia, what's the issue there? There's for sure a Vada Ramai. See, oh, we're going to do better with the markers tomorrow. Right? Where there's Vadai Ramai, in this case, where there's a Vadai Ramai, what happens? In that case, it's Lo Yachloku, De Vadai Chad Minayu Ramayu, Utemu Nacharat Shiaval Yom. So already, there's certain issues that come up already, which is, you said it's Dafka, in this case, it could be Yachloku Bishvua. But because there's no Vadai Ramai, and it's both, they both possibly bought it. But in the case where I said I wove and you said you wove it, there, since it's a Vadai Ramai, therefore it's what? Therefore it's Yemunah. Now already built in to over here, you could see the Rashba's question. People got up to the Rashba's question. What was the Rashba's question? Where do you jump from what? From Yach, that the case in our Mishnah is Yachlok and Bishavua. All of a sudden, what do you jump to? Yemunah. Why the jump? Let's assume you're right, that you can't do this original case. What else could it be? It could be Yachloku without a Shmuel. Okay? So, that's already the Rashba's question. Why are you so certain? That's what the Rashba first asks already. And it's very logical, right? We said, in this case, it's Yachloku with Shmuel. But for some reason, if it doesn't fit this category, it'd still be Yachloku, maybe just not with the Shmuel. Okay? Let's go one second, just go a step back. One step back. Okay? But then, it's also what? Let me rephrase what I'm saying. By Ania Raktia, Ania Raktia, comes Rash to tell me that's the Chiddush, that what? Since there's a Vadai Ramai, we can't say Yachloku. That's a different way of saying it. First way I said it is that maybe the Chiddush is you can't have it with a Shmuel. The other Chiddush way to say it is what? Can't say Yachloku. And the third way to say it is you must be what? Yehemunah. Three ways to say it, which he doesn't explain at all. He just says a statement, and he has three different assumptions built in. We have to figure out what he's talking about. So let's go a step back. He says that Ania Raktia, Ania Raktia is not the case of our mission. Correct? Does he say that? What?
He's sharp.
He's sharp. Very good, Buddha. He's sharp. He's looking at the mission. Meaning, what he is saying is what? You should know we start off, we have a British word of the day. That's how we start. We always start a British word of the day that Alex joins. Alex, please. What's today's British word of the day?
Jumper.
A jumper. A jumper is not a fleece. It's not a sweatshirt. It's a jumper. Thank you. Now we're back to Rashi. Okay? We have integrazia. In our show we have integrazia. The jumper. Now, says Rashi that since I have Vadai Ramai, I can't say Yachloku with a Shavua, but therefore Yehemunach. He doesn't explain why. He just says Vadai Ramai. Now, obviously, this comes in the heels of our Tosfos and Rabbeinu Chananel and everything in the Rivam, everything that we had started the whole parak, which says, when do we say Yachloku with a Shavua? Tosfos had said that it's what? It's Ochsin plus Chaluka Sheyecholios Emes. Comes Rashi to say if there's a Vadai Ramai, it can't be Yachloku Bishvua. Now, maybe it could be Yachloku without a Shvua. I'm not sure. What forces me to say that it's Yehemunah? That's the Rashi's question. So before we go now, we're going to read Tosfot inside. Okay? Rashi says that since there's a Vadai Ramai, now there are three ways to formulate, which I just said, and I'm just going to repeat, make sure that everyone's clear. If I had a good marker, I'll put it on the board. There. Right? What the Mark would say is as follows. Ani raktia vadai ramai. And what's the therefore? What's the therefore? Number one way of saying the therefore is? Number one is that it's a disqualifier. You cannot do yachlok. That's number one. You can't do yachlok. What's another one? And that's why I was trying to be all fancy here with the little chitz over here. Because what could you have said? Really, it could be yachlok. But you can't, what? You can't be with the shvur. The problem here is what? Is the shvur. Which makes a lot of sense. Why? Because the guy is a Vadei Rama. And that point, that's that point I'm already. Oh, good. And that's the point where Tosas jumps on. Everyone with me? What's the third way to say it? That it has to be Yehei Munach. Right? What meaning it's not a disqualifier, but it's actually being mechayev me to say Yehei Munach. Why? Because you're a Rama and we want to punish you, and that seemed to be like. That seemed to be like Rav Yosi. Correct? And that you saw already in the Shita Mikubetzis. Okay? Everyone with me so far? You're not with me. Jumper, what do you got? What's the problem? What have I not said clear? What have I jumped? What? The last bit. Just point three? So point number one and two is that what? When you have Vadai Ramai, Rashi's telling me that what? Rashi's telling me the first two points were saying that it's a disqualifier. It's not. You can't say what? Not either Yachloku, or you can't say with a Shmuel. Meaning maybe you could say Yachloku, you just can't do it with a Shmuel. The problem is since you're Vadai Ramai, you can't swim. That's what we had said in parentheses. If I had a marker here, you could, you know, have your x-ray vision here. The second one would be, this is the point where Tosafos is going to talk about. That point right there. That says the problem is the Shmuel. Right? First one we said is the problem of Yachloku. The third point is what? Since it's a Vadai Ramai, therefore what? That is mechayev me to say Yehei Munach. The question that the Rashba asked, which is, why all of a sudden you jump to Yehei Munach, just say the word Yachloku, according to what we saw in the Gileon, at least at the beginning of the Gileon, at least in first glance of the Gileon, is what? What and the first glance of the Tosas Rosh and etc. is what? What is the reason why Vadai Ramai? Why is it not in our Mishnah? I'm already jumping ahead. Vadai Ramai comes to teach me that what? It must be Yehei Munach. Why must it be Yehei Munach? Because Shelo Yehei Chotei Niskar.
Isn't that what Vadai Ramai thing? In the Rivah. Did we say before that we're in the time?
That is the Riva, correct. But we said Tosus doesn't hold the Vadai Ramai, correct. Now all of a sudden, who brings in Vadai Ramai? Rashi. We hadn't seen this in Rashi yet. This is the Rashi over here. Rashi seen, what was the language of the Riva? What did the Riva say? Riva would say, definitely laugh after all sin. What was the main criteria?
The fact that it was
different. Why?
Vadai Ramai.
Okay. So that's where it seems to be Rashi, right? Vadai Ramai. Right? Now Jake had a whole big problem about how does Vadai Ramai and Chalukah Yecholios Emes, how do they stem? We'll see that too. Any questions so far on these three points? Yeah?
It seems to me like this, the new case we're bringing in is not like any other case of Rashi. Because it's almost less like a case of Yachloku and more like a case of Moses Mivarek.
Why?
Because he's saying
we're both holding it. We're both holding it. I'm saying I wove it, and you said you're a little feminine, so you like weaving, and I like weaving, and that's what works. What's the problem?
They're both claiming that the other person votes from them. They're both saying it was never after. This was always mine. I wove it. It's always been mine. It was never after. It's always been mine. This guy trying to be most of them.
What is talking about after? It's Kenyan. You're right. You're right. The second case, the second case, you're right. You're both ones trying to motivate each other. Not after. Exactly. That's why it's different.
That's why it's not like a normal case of Yachloku, because it's not like we don't know who was. It wasn't either of ours really. And now we're working with the same time. It's different. Even though we have the same claim, and that's why in the end you do Yachloku, it's unique. Because I'm claiming that you're most for me, they're trying to be most for me, and you're claiming that I'm talking about than you. And those
places. Because it
started off in one versus Rishus.
Right,
they're both claiming it's in their Rishus.
No, they're both claiming that it's
both started, claiming,
they're both claiming that it was always in their Rishus.
Yeah.
Rishus. Therefore,
it was never in your Rishus to begin with, it was in the store.
Okay, what's the nafkamina there? The point is, we're both holding on to it. We're both claiming that I wove it and it's mine. Correct?
But why not to wove it? I didn't just say I had it before. Wove it seems to say that it was always mine.
But to emphasize, according to Rashi, the emphasis is the constant run. It can't be that you wove it and I wove it.
It can't be that.
That's what it seems to be in this case. We didn't weave it together. Right? That's what it seems to be. You couldn't have woven it together. Rami. Everyone look at Tosus, please. Because once you read this Tosus, hopefully you asked the Shita Mikubetzis' question. You should have asked the Shita Mikubetzis' question. Everyone look at Tosus. Please read Tosus. You have a question or a statement?
Yeah, question.
Go.
Does the rabbi necessarily have to trick sir, or do you just got it wrong, mate? He genuinely thinks he owns it.
So according to the Vaday Ramay, the answer is he's a cheat. As opposed to the concept of I actually think that I...
So you could have a case
where I actually think...
He genuinely thinks he wove it.
Right.
In the case of Vaday Ramay, not in the case of Aratia Nata.
The case of Aratia Nata.
Because you could imagine like it's a one big enterprise or a similar style, or they wove it 5 years ago. You can imagine a case. In which case...
In and of itself, the Gemara, we're going to talk about how the whole question about the Mekach or Memkar, that both people gave it, that in itself is shver. Meaning, if I had to choose which one is more straightforward, I would actually choose that Nia Ratia, much more straightforward, and that's what we're going to get to in a second. Okay, but that's an important question. We mentioned that by the Migos, where there's a difference of when you actually, we called it Bidadami, that was the Sheet of the Mordechai, that said that if I actually think that I'm saying the truth, and we're going to see that in Tosus also now. Either it wouldn't be amigo, maybe over here, it definitely is not included in Vaday Ramay. So Tosus says, Itana Metzia. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Kupchik, you're reading, right? Mishum de Morev Omar Chabrai. By the case of Metzia, since it's a more hetter, because I'm going to say, but my friend is not losing.
Well, the
cash toughest. That's why I'm going to take it. Afagav, everyone in Saitosis, you know how to read it. Afagav. Okay. What am I going to have? What does it mean, Yifrosh? Meaning, is a deterrent to make sure that people won't jump on and rationalize. Aval. Why? We're dealing with honest people. And what? If a guy knows that his friend bought it, I'm not going to just stomp what? Go grab onto it. Now, in our case where he's grabbing onto it, Umi the toughest bar. Savar Shalom. The reason why I must be grabbing onto it is because I really believe that it's mine. And this is more of a getting in parentheses. Vinitratze Amocher and Mocher agreed to accept it from both of us. How do we know that? That's going to be in a couple of lines. Kedemasik. Good. And therefore, I would have thought that that's just all parentheses. Now we said the last part. Emal.
Emal lo yishva d'mishum sheva shkua lo yifra. So we might say that by Megatomenkar, we don't need a shkua because it's not going to help.
Why is the shkua not going to help? It's not going to be a good deterrent. Why is it not going to be a good deterrent? Sharei savurhu. Because I think it's true. What do I think is true? Why am I holding on to it? Because I think I bought it. The guy accepted the money for me. It's money. Is the shvur going to help me deter my claim and everything? No. It's not going to help at all. Therefore what?
So even though
in
this case you might not think it helps, you still say that we think it's true.
Okay. Come. Now keep reading for a second. We'll come back to that first part. But again, for the second part for today. If we have a guy who is what we call Vadai Ramai, Kigon.
For example,
the Kantayan Koetha Anit Argar.
Araktia. Sha'achad Menan, Toy Shaker Mazik. For example, where someone claims that I was the one who gave it, and one of them claims that you're lying.
I wove it. Yeah. Only one of them. Well, the assumption is they didn't jointly weave it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or in case two people are grabbing onto a shtar, so they come on later on and
hold on. That case is a vadai ramai. What? We did not say that. What did we say? People getting nice and confused. What do we say about Shnayim Adukim Bishtar and Daf Bezim and Aleph in the Mr. Tosos over there? What do we say? We didn't say that. We said that that's a case of Vadai Ramai, but what do we say there in Tosos and Daf Bez? What do we say? That it's a Chukah Sheikhol Yosemis. You tell me. That's what Tosos had said. Tosos had said that it's two different categories, two different criteria. Am I Vadai lying? Yes. Why? Because what am I saying? What's the case of Dav Zayin? Everybody remember the case of Dav Zayin? Remember the case? Look inside Dav Zayin again. The Malvin the Logan with the Shtar. Everyone remembers? Mr. Stiefel, you remember the case? Tamar Abonu Shnayim Adukim Bishtar. The Malva says it's mine and you still owe me the $500. The Lova says it might be yours, but guess what? I paid it already. Okay? So what's the issue? How the Gemara assumes is that there is there's only one truth here. It's only what? Whether I pay back or not. Now the issue we had said at that point is that Tosfos had said it could be when the Gemara would say Yachloku, it could be a Chalukah Sheyichol Yotemet. When Beis Din paskens that what? That the rest of the $250 in the Havamina of that Gemara, according to Rebbe, you would say Lechi Kayim Chotmav, and the Gemara says, how can you say that? Doesn't our Mishnah say that Shnayim Ochsin Batalas Yachloku? How can you say the Gavile Mavik Kule? How about Shnayim Ochsin? Tosfos had said, how do you compare it to Shnayim Ochsin? Don't you need a Chaluka Sheyichol Yot Emet? And Tosfos had said, it could be a Chaluka Sheyichol Yot Emet. Why could it be a Chaluka Sheyichol Yot Emet? Tosfos says, because it's possible that what? That the Lova had paid back 250 of it already. And therefore now, when the Malva will not collect all of the rest of the 250, it still could be a Chaluka Sheyichol Yot Emet.
But Rashi says
Yachloku,
right?
He
used Yachloku,
but
it's still a
Vada Rama. What does it mean? Yeah. Good. We're going to get there in 30 seconds. Good. Give me 1 second. That's exactly the question that the Rishon were going to ask. Good, 100%. Come back to our Tosos. I hope now it's more clear. More clear? Still not. Jake, more clear? Half clear. Does anybody... You started to understand. I started to break the ice. I started to break that wall of not understanding how I can have a Chaluka Sheyichol Yot Emet together with the Vadai Rama. Here, I'm still there. Dov, please explain it to me, your British bloke. Yeah?
I think that maybe there's two understandings of the words that Yot Emet. Yeah. Maybe one's object and one's subject. Maybe
yeah, how?
Objectively, this is the right thing to give the example, so they both meet up at the same time. Objectively, Yosef Emes, because they both own 50%, in terms of truth, objective truth. But subjectively also, we might be saying, we're not looking for objective truth, what's the right thing, what actually happened. While we're looking at, are the claims genuine?
Right. What they're talking about is definitely a subjective piece right, which is subjectively could it be true? So the answer is subjectively he could have paid it half. Therefore, it could be a chalukah yochadem. Objectively, it's either I'm right or you're right.
Yes.
That's where these two mesh.
Might be that we're looking to make sure that the guy's not a cheat and the guy thinks he's saying the truth rather than he's actually saying the truth.
Say again.
Really, we're looking to see if the guy believes he's saying the truth. Rather than he knows, rather than what he's saying.
In our case, meaning they're establishing in the case of Ani Araktiv, Ani Araktiv, that one of them is saying,
Vadai lying. One of them is definitely lying,
Correct.
Both within their century. And that's the point, rather than being a rabbi.
So
how's
getting into the first question?
What?
So I was getting the first question.
Go ahead, Dad.
That if and going back to the Rashi there, yeah. If the idea is to just punish the Rama, then of course you don't have any and you can't do about food. But
that would
if
be one way.
If isn't actually a liar and he's just got it wrong, then it doesn't. It's not logical to want to punish him.
Correct, correct. That's true. So the assumption, as we had said, is the guy when he's saying you, one of them is Vaday lying. Amazing. That's the assumption of the Gemara, that's the assumption of Rashi and Tosos. But what? Of Anaraktia and also the Shtei Shtaros. Both of those cases are Vaday Rama. Now, the point is, the Chalukah, when we split it up, at least in that Havamina of the Shtei Shtaros, it still could be Yechol Liot Emet. Why? Because it could be, as we had said, that the Lova had paid back 250.
In which case, it's not Vaday Rama. If it can be possible, then
it's not possible. No, because
they claim. Didi, am I wrong? For me, it's like very clear how these two could be mutually exclusive.
No, it actually is part of our analysis. They're both claiming 100%, but they both own only 50%.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a liar. Might be the actual claims. One of them is saying a fifth. On purpose. That's called the Vaday Rama. The actual division of the money at that point could actually end up being truthful. But that doesn't mean that I'm not a Rama exactly. In my claims. That's why I thought I was clear. Is the ice still not there? Alright, come talk to me afterwards.
Where did they talk about Chalukah?
That was Tosus. That was Tosus in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Big
Biyah
Chuk.
Back to
the Tosus. Veheicha Shivaday. Everyone stick with me. Says Tosfos Chad v'Chalak, Hosam Pshita v'Yachloku b'Shvua. So he says, when I have a Vaday Rama, for sure, there's what? It's Yachloku b'Shvua, and he explains why. The Ayidei Shvua Vaday Yifrosh. Why? So this is what? What? This is polar opposite to Rashi. Right? What Rashi had said, that when I have a Vaday Rama, I cannot do Yachloka with a Shavuot, and I say a Munach, and we have three variations. One of the variations which we wanted to say that it's a disqualifier. And once I have a Vaday Rama, I cannot bring the Shavuot, and that's why it's going to be a Munach. Comes Tosfos to say, pum fakir, totally opposite. Once I have a Vaday Ramai, what happens? There is a Shavua. So if it and explains the rationale. Why? Because once because the rabbi is going to put the Shavua as a deterrent to make sure that you're not going to what? Da'idei Shavua Vaday Yifrush. Why? Because the rule he says is even though the guy is dodgy in money or shady in money, then what happens? But he's not going to be. There's a certain fear. There's a certain awe of a shvua. Now Tosfos gains by saying that, which we're going to say, is that really we should say ani arabtia in our mission. According to Tosfos, since it's yachloku b'shvua. The case of Ani Arakti, Ani Arakti, why is it not in our Mishnah? What is the answer? Pshit. It's Pashit. That's why. According to Rashi, this is where all of a sudden, now the Rishonim Achronim is going into Rashi. Okay, give me a second. Because going into Rashi, Rashi says what? Rashi, how we've learned it till now, is that what? Step number one within Rashi is that when it's Vaday Ramai, it's what? It's not Yachlok B'Shvua. Okay? So if we take a step back, what do we have? We have Reisha B'Metzia Seif Mecha Chumemka. Where do we see that at all in the Mishnah? It just says a double language. And the reason the Rishonim in different variations, like you saw in the Shita Mekubetzes, and you also saw it in the Nachas Moshe, if you got to read it, is they're struggling with why did we have to do what? Say Reisha B'Metzia and Seif of Mecha Chumemka. And why is that a problem, Mr. Kalam? Because the case of Mecha Chomemkar is so schwer. It's what happens, as we're going to see. It's that what happens? Both of us gave money. One person Bal Korchach, one person Bal Date. The guy doesn't remember. Like, what's going on here? Why not have a more simple case? And there are two ways the Rishonim say it. Either they say, just have the case of Aniyah Raktiyah. Aniyah Raktiyah, Aniyah Raktiyah. And that would be a chupa, as Tosa said. Or, at least have a case of Reisha B'Mitziyah, Seifa with Aniyah Raktiyah. And where? How would that happen? How would that happen? So to understand that piece, okay. Now what?
Why not just ask have Raktiyah instead of both of them?
Correct, that's what I said.
No,
just say.
Why they ask in second, meaning there must be a problem with having Raktiyah as a full thing, so why do you bother to ask that?
One more time?
The fact that they're getting both options.
Correct. So then this is exactly what we had said. This is why Rashi brings it up at this point. Because, give me a second. Because what's going on? We had said, look, the first way we had said it is what? That this is what you saw in the Shittim of Kubetzis in the name of the Gilion, everyone open it up. The first way, the simple pshat is that the reason why he's saying Yehei Munach, and this is how the Shittim of Kubetzis looked at Rashi, is because it's Mechayei Yehei Munach, because it's like Rabbi Yossi. What's the major question when we learn, when we look at Tosfos versus Rashi? Tosfos said a tremendous issue. What did Tosfos say? He said that when I have a Vavad Ramai, it's black and white, that it's what? That it's a Din of Yachlok and Shvuah. Where did he get that from? Not only from Aniyah Raktiyah and Raktiyah, but also from the case of Dav Zayin, Shnei Shtaros. So what's the question you have then to ask on Rashi? What? Yeah, what is Rashi going to do with that Gemara? Everyone with me? That is, again, what did Tosfos say? Tosfos says, I disagree with Rashi. And he says what? Ani Raktiyah, Ani Raktiyah is Pashut, Yachoku, with the Shavuot. And where does he say? Not only by Ani Raktiyah, Raktiyah, what else case does he bring down? Shtei Shtaros, Dav Zayin. So, Rashi disagrees with that point, right? So then what do you have to ask then? Every time you look at it, you have to compare and contrast and show him. What is Rashi going to do with Shnei Shtaros? Because he had said when it's a Vaday Ramai, it's Pasha that it's not Yachloku with the Shavuot. So what does he do with the case of Shnei Shtaros? Okay, so we're going to give two answers to it. One answer to it, we saw in the Gilyon. Okay, well, the second answer, which you guys didn't see, is in the Rashi. One answer to that, which was seemed to be very schwer, we said, conceptually, it works well at the beginning. Said the Gilyon, if everyone reads it inside, it was a very quick Gilyon that said what? Ah, Givaldik, it's starting to get good. It's starting to get good. Everyone says, stay awake. This is getting good. Says what? Says the Gilyon, Perish HaKutras, Aval Bezevomer Aniyotiyah Teimu Nachas, Bezevo Yitachin El Rav Yosef. The first thing he seems to be saying is this goes only according to Rav Yosef.
Just like you said,
I'm quoting. It sounds like that Rashi is saying what? This explanation only according to Rav Yossi. Because Rav Yossi had said what? Vaday Ramay. Daf Gimel. Aval Rabbanan lo tali ela, as we saw in Tosfos, kesha chalufi yicholios emes. And this is the case that yicholios emes, comma. So that is a statement with what? An assumption, which could be good, but it's also problematic. Let me explain what I just said. It's a statement that says that Rashi is saying, Ani Raktiyah, Ani Raktiyah. And it's not Yachloku, but it's not like Yachloku, it's Mechayev me to be what? Yehei Munach. Why is it Mechayev me to be Yehei Munach? Because it's a punishment. Why is it a punishment? Because it's like Rav Yossi. Now, and therefore, that's just stating simply. That it's number one, a beautiful assumption that the reason why it's not in our Mishnah, because when you have a Vada Ramai, it's a punishment. The guy's a cheat, and you can't let him win. But now we have a problem. What's the problem with that? The problem is, why is Rashi limiting our Mishnah, right, only to this explanation, only according to what? In 1 second? According to Rav Yosef. That's number one. Number two, he says, and then I'll take your question. Then he asked what Tosfos said. Tosfos had said what? Shtayim Aduki B'Shtar, it's a Vaday Ramai, what happens? What's the case there? It's Vaday Yachloku B'Shvuah. What is Rashi going to do with that? So he answers very succinctly Vahi, the Shnaim Hadukim Bishtar, Lo Asik Rabbi Yossi. And but that case is going like the Rabbanan. And the case of the Rabbanan in that case is that you would say, Yach Loku. So the problem is, what's going on? Why is Rashi limiting our case to what? Why is Rashi limiting our case to Rabbi Yossi? He's got to answer up Shtei Shtaros like the Rabbanan. What is going on? So because of this, the Achronim reread what's going on in Rashi and help explain the Machlokas Rashi and Tosos here beautifully. That the question, this is what I gave you in the Nachas Moshe, and the Maram Shif says this also, okay, that says what? What is really going on in Rashi here? What's really going on in Rashi here is, why does the Gemara say what? Why does the Gemara here forced to say Reisha b'mitzia sefer b'mekach u'memkar? Why not say Reisha b'mitzia and sefer by ani arotia, or all of it ani arotia? So everyone, read quickly with me the Nachlas Moshe inside, and he asks this question, and he explains that really both Rashi and Tosfos. Did I not bring the Nachlas Moshe? I have it on the WhatsApp. Let's read it inside. It's an Achron. Doesn't necessarily have to be, but that's the assumption of these Rishonim. Oh, good. At the end, you're right. At the end, I agree with you, and we will see. Okay? Could be. The simple pshat at the beginning, the Tosas Rosh and the Shita say it seems to be like Rav Yosef. At the end, you'll see that it seems to be even the Rabbanan has some sort of element of Vaday Ramay, I agree with you. But at this point, the Rishonim think that it's like Rav Yosef. So if you read it inside, I'll read it quickly with you. He says as follows, after quoting Rashi, okay, he says, I'm in the fourth line of this Nachas Moshe. The Zek Kos of Rashi Ali be the Rav Yossi. Damrin al Kaman Gimoman Aleph Ali Beish is over to Kohechadika Vaday Ramai. Whenever there's a Vaday Ramai, Amrin Yemunach. Aval Olam Lefi Rabbanan. But according to the Rabbanan, Rashi would hold, as it says in Daf Gimel, that if the Chalukah could be Emet, then you would say Yachloku. Even if there is a Vaday Ramai by the case of Ani Araktia, which could be a Chaluka Yecholos Emes, therefore it could be that they both were Shnei Marukua, or She'echar Kana V'Hasheini Chatzi Talit. Okay? V'chein Mashma Me'aram Shif. Ask the Nachlas Moshe, V'inei Lechora Kasher. Why does Rashi here have to say the din according to Rav Yossi? What is right? That seems to be so dochik. Why is Rashi limiting himself to just explaining this according to Rav Yossi? Therefore, he says that no, you missed what's going on here. What this is all the Achronim. It's the Nachas Moshe. It's the Maram Shif. It's the Beis Halevi. All the Achronim look at this Rashi and say there's a deeper question going on, and that's why it's exactly here in the location on Daf Bet Amud Aleph, right here, not in the Mishnah, not at the end. Rashi, you know, you have a sefer called What's Bothering Rashi. So here's what's bothering Rashi. And that's one of the things we try to teach in Chir, is not just read it, but trying to figure out what's really bothering Rashi. What's going on, what's behind the machlokas. So one way to explain this Rashi, we're going to have a couple other ways, but one way to explain the Rashi says the Nachlas Moshe as follows. The Hayakash of the Rashi, Lama Mukim Lo Chad, Obe Metzil, Vachad, Mekach, Memka. Why such a doichik? Rather, what should it have said? It should have said, more simply, that one case is mitzia, or one case is, and one case is ani araktia. The efsher gam lomar tzrichusa. You could have said the exact same thing that the Gemara said, which is what? The Tana Mitzia. Have I mean the Lachin Armini Nechloku. Why, if it had been only the case of Metzia, why would I say Achlokum? Mishum de Lekavadai Ramai. As the Gemara says, by the case of Metzia, each person picked it up at the same time, possibly. But in the case of Ani Araktia, where there is a Vadai Ramai, I would have thought you would say Yemunach. The Tana the other way, if I would have had only the case of Ani Araktia, Ha Ve'amina. Dilachin Ramu Rabban Shvoalei, like we saw in Tosos. That if it would have only said Ani Araktia, I would have thought that is the case of Rabbanim. Put the Shvua, why? The Fishika Vadai Ramai. Because it's a case of Vadai Ramai. And therefore, that's why you have the Shvua of a Metzia Delek, Vadai Ramai, Metzia, where there's no Vadai Ramai. Diachol Yochkoach, Choshev Shui, Biakodem, Vim Kain, Mishum Shvua, if each person thinks that they actually picked it up, the Shvua will not be effective at all. Lo Yifrosh, Azlo Ramu Rabban, and Allah Shvua. Kamash Malan. So if you go down, Valzet Tiret Rashi. So Rashi is saying, you know why? Lachin lo mukmin Allah b'ani araktia. You know why? Why? So what Rashi is saying is, why is our case not like ani araktia? You could have said it's reisha b'metzia. It's safe for what? By ani araktia. Answers Rashi, lachin lo mukmin Allah b'ani araktia. Lefi shebechiyai gamna, so ve'rab yosi diyei munach. Which means what? Which means what? Because as opposed to what we thought, that we asked the question that why is Rashi limiting himself only to Rabbi Yossi? What's really going on is what? What's really going on is that Rashi says, you know why it has to be Emunach? Because what? Because in the case of Ani Araktia and Ani Araktia, the Mishnah, which we want to even fit it like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi, by the case of Ani Araktia, says what? Yehemunach. And therefore, that's why Rashi brings down this. Meaning what Rashi's asking is the exact same question as Tosfos, which is what? Why is our Mishnah so dochik that it's Zeru Mani Mitzasiyah? And what? And Zeru Makulashli, that it's Reisha B'Mitzia and Seifu B'Mekachu Memkar. What should it have said? Either should it have said all Ani Araktia, as the Shita Mikubeta says, or it should have said a much more straight case of Reisha B'Mitzia and Seifa B'Ani Araktia B'Ani Araktia. Explains Rashi, it couldn't be that way of Seifa Ani Araktia Araktia. Why? Because our Mishnah is Yachlokum. And our Mishnah, as the Gemara says, even goes according to Rav Yossi. You see how it's 180 degrees what we thought? We thought that Rashi is saying a doichik, that you have to fit it in as much as conceptually. We thought it was nice that it was a punishment. But the problem is, why is Rashi limiting it to Rav Yossi? According to these Achronim, it's not limiting it to Rav Yossi. It's asking a fundamental question. Why does our Gemara not say Rashi Mitzia and Seifa Ani Araktia and Araktia? The answer is, because Ani Araktia and Araktia, according to Rav Yossi, since it's about the Ramai, is not what? Yachlok B'Shvoi, it's what? Yehimunach. And our Mishnah even goes, like Rav Yossi. So therefore, on a conceptual level, what's going on is we're asking why is it Rashi Mitzia and Seifa Mekach Memkar? What's the Chiddush here? It should have said Rashi Mitzia and Seifa Ani Araktia and Araktia. Now, what we still have to continue to explain.
Why
can't you have RT as the case of Mishnah? Because it says Pasha. He just says Pasha. I don't need to have it. It's Pasha.
And you can't read out continuing
from that. Yeah, it says it's just Pasha. It's too Pasha. I didn't mean it could have been El Chanami, but it's too Pasha. That's what he says. Now, give me a second. One more second. Write down your question so you don't forget. However, what we just said was one understanding of Rashi. The Rashba had a different understanding of Rashi. Everyone open up the Rashba, please, at Dibra Maskel E. Everyone look at the Rashba, Dibra Maskel E. The Rashba gave a different understanding of Rashi. Everyone open up, this is Jesse Schwab, please read Rashba, Dibra Maskel E. What does the Rashba say now? Explain Shita's Rashi. Dibra Maskel E. Says the Rashba. How does Rashi explain the Gemara now that since there's a Vaday Ramai, Ein Chokin Eli Emunach? How does Rashi explain this according to the Rashba? The Rashba says, that it's not going to teach me that it's what? Mechayev me because it's a, he's a dirty liar and we got to punish him. But it's a disqualifier. What's the disqualifier? Look how the Rashi, what explains Rashi? That perish. Why? Parish. A modem, you're like, here's a modem. Right? If I would have had just Metzia, just by Metzia there's a Shua. Why? Because we don't say Chashid Amamona, since he's dodgy by Mamon, he's also going to be what? Right? This is what the Rashba says, it's an Ar Sugya, is connected to Daf Hei. We're going to have a whole question of whether we say Miko the Chashid Amamona. So is it two different marachot, two different systems? Do we say that since you're dodgy and shady when it comes to money, you're also dodgy and shady when it comes to taking an oath? Or is it two separate marachot? Explains the Rashi as follows. If you would have said mitziah, how about me and mitziah, that the rabbis put the shvua, why? Because we don't say that since you're chashed amamona, chashed shvua. Why? Because moiri ba'omar. Because we're, it's just what? This case, there's a rationalization. And when, why? Because he's not losing anything. And when I put a shvua on him, it will be a deterrent. And he will not, even though he's dodgy with money, but it's not going to be that way with a shvua. Because a shvua, he will be afraid of. But, keep going, Mr. Jesse. Aval. But, so I would have thought by Mecca from Memkar, I shouldn't put a shvua. Why? Because there is no what? Because then there is no case of Mora Heter. Right? And therefore we should say, and therefore he's not going to be Torah Shua because he's thinking he's saying the truth. And therefore, Miko the Chashid Amamona, we should be worried about the shvua. Kamash Malan, that even by Mecca from Memkar, according to the Rashba, you reading it? Kamash Malan. Right? Right, and even by Mecca Chumimka, there is what? There is a Shvuah because there is a Marva head. Right? And then it goes the other way also, right? Meaning, already, which is a nice highlight for tomorrow, his Maskan is the only way there's a Shvuah is what? If there is a Marva head. The only way the Rabbanan are going to be place a Shvuah is Marva head. We're going to see others disagree with it. But then what else is there now according to the Rashba? How does the Rashba explain Rashi of Aniya Raktiya? How does he explain that? By the case of what? By the case of Aniya Raktiya where there's a Badei Ramai, why is it Yehi Munach? And why is it not Chokin? Can I make him swear? Can I make him swear? No, you know why? Because he is a Shady. Because he's shady. Because Migo the Chashid Amamona, Chashid Shvuah. Meaning when Rashi's coming to tell me about Badei Ramai, not like we originally said that it's coming to what? To Mechayev me for what? To Mechayev me for Yehei Munach. Well, what is Rashi coming to do? According to the Rashba, he's coming to tell me that what? Remember we had over here? He's coming to tell me why I can't have a Shvuah. Why? Because Migo the Chashid Amamona, Chashid Ashwasa. Meaning, that's how Rashi is explaining Rashi. Rashi, remember? Hold on. So that's what we're seeing now within, right? Remember I pointed out to you, point, statement one of Rashi, statement two of Rashi. What's he coming to teach me over here? According to the Rashi, this whole idea is telling me what? That the reason by Ani Arateya Vadai Ramai, what can't I do? I can't what? Make a shvua. The whole issue of Vadei Ramai says that what? Since you're Chashid Amamona, because you're Vadei Ramai, therefore what? You're Chashid Ashvas. And therefore what happens? Yehei Munach. Ask the Rashba, why the jump? What should be? Which is what Wesh was about to ask me. What should it be? Just do Yachloku. Just do Yachloku. Why according to Rashi? According to Rashi, Wesh asked the Rashba's kasha. We're saying very beautifully, we're going very logically, point A to point B. Right? We had said that by Mekachumemkar, we have a case of Yachloku with the Shvua because maybe they both bought it. But by the case of Ani Arktira, it's a Badei Ramai. So according to what we have here is what? According to the Rashba, that since he's a dirty liar, because therefore what? Chashira mamona, so chashira shvosa. So but where do you jump? Give me a second. Where do you jump that it's what? That's Yehemunah. Give me a second. Why do you jump to Yehemunah? Why are we jumping to Yehemunah? Why not just stay the regular case of Yachloku? So I told you, I asked you to see that. What forced Rashi to do that? I'll tell you what forced Rashi to do that. Forced Rashi to do that is quickly, please look at the other Rashi, we'll come back to others. Look at the Rashi that I asked you to see later on in the base of a base. Hebrew of Moscow. Yes. Yes. We'll see. Rashi, base of a base, Hebrew of Moscow, Bishvua. Look what Rashi says. Please look at what Rashi says. Bishvua Palgila. Rashi had said, Kiva the Mechusar Gubaina. Vimashe Chaveru Tophis. What does he say? It says, by Shvua, we what? We split it. Says Rashi. Kiva the Mechusar Gubaina. You can't collect Vimashe Chaveru Tophis. Why? We're both holding the high Tophis Bakula, the high Tophis Bakula. Each one is holding, even though we're physically only holding the strings. Each one conceptually holds it all. Therefore, lo kimu rabban lo tzimamon mechaskaso v'chvi. Can't just stop be motzi. Kedarisim temin hasko rabban b'boi raya. Therefore, hitzrichim shvua. What is Rashi coming to tell me? What's going on here? What do we say? According to the Rashba, maybe I understand what I have on the Arutia, on the Arutia, when in Rashba ask Rashi. If the whole idea is it's because Migo de what? Migo de Chashir Amamona. Chashir Shvuasa. So granted what? We should still have what? This is morning, we should still have Yachoku. Why are you joking by the case of Ania Raptia? Then what? The Yehemunah should say Yachoku. You know what the issue comes? Because Rashi says when each one is being Tophis, what's going on? Each one is Tophis, has the whole thing. And therefore, can I do a Yachoku without Shvua? No. Rashi's forced to say that it's got to be Yehemunah. And it's not just regular Yachlok in that case. Because Rashi says very, very clearly that what? That only by the Shavua could you have a Chalukah. Because the rabbis viewed it as each one is holding the what? The whole palace. And therefore by Ania Raktia, where there's no more ahead, and it's Chashir Amamona, and it's Chashir HaShavuosa, therefore, you're forced to say what? You're forced to say Yehemunah. We will continue with this point, Meretz Hashem, first thing tomorrow, and see what the Rashi himself says, see what the Ritva says, and move ahead. Yeah, come on.
If you don't have any of these papers,
anybody needs any of the articles, please come and speak to.
Was he just spitballing when he said that we have our idea for the entire mission?
Say again?
When he said, maybe have our activity in that mission, maybe not do all safer. Is that just a spitball?
Why is that spitball? What is it? I don't know what spitball means.
Because if you were just saying the entire mission is our idea, then you quickly said, oh, maybe just a safer. I mean, to say the entire mission is our idea is clearly not good, so we just
need to. He was asking why you need two separate bubbles. Well, say the whole thing is one big on the other.
Right. But then also he doesn't deal with it.
That's right. That was the same before. So saying that Aratia is different than Matatia, because it is different. Matatia is saying it wasn't ours, it wasn't either of ours, it was just there. And I remember Aratia just said it was mine, it was always mine.
Well, that's probably the equivalent of saying, but then you caught the Mori's in Shark, which is one of the answers.
What?
Mori Hetz is in Shark, in this case.
When?
In the case of the
weed.
Why?